Bob Dole accepted the nomination as the Republican candidate for president in a 57-minute speech broadcast nationally. He made a dramatic walk to the podium through the cheering crowd of delegates as the theme from the motion picture Rocky played. Bob Dole called himself the most optimistic man in America. He promised smaller government, a stronger economic future, a return to family values. And he sharply criticized the Clinton administration. Here is an excerpt from that speech.
The high office of the presidency requires not a continuous four-year campaign for re-election, but rather broad oversight and attention to three essential areas: the material, the moral, and the nation's survival, in that ascending order of importance. And in the last presidential election, you, the people, were gravely insulted. You were told that the material was not only the most important of these three, but in fact really the only one that mattered. I don't hold to that for a moment. No one can deny the importance of material well-being. And in this regard, it is time to recognize that we have surrendered too much of our economic liberty. I do not appreciate the value of economic liberty nearly as much for what it has done in keeping us fed as to what it's done in keeping us free. The freedom of the marketplace is not merely the best guarantor of our prosperity. It is the chief guarantor of our rights. And a government that seizes control of the economy for the good of the people ends up seizing control of the people for the good of the economy. And our opponents portray the right to enjoy the fruits of one's own time and labor as a kind of selfishness against which they must fight for the good of the nation. But they are deeply mistaken. For when they gather to themselves the authority to take the earnings and direct the activities of the people, they are fighting not for our sake, but for the power to tell us what to do. And you know our work, from the 1st of January into May, just to pay your taxes so that the party of government can satisfy its priorities with the sweat of your brow, because they think that what you would do with your own money would be morally and practically less admirable than what they would do with it. And that simply has got to stop. It's got to stop in America. It is demeaning. It is demeaning that to the nation that within the Clinton administration, a core of the elite who never grew up, never did anything real, never sacrificed, never suffered, and never learned, should have the power to fund with your earnings their dubious and self-serving schemes.
Bob Dole speaking last night at the Republican convention in San Diego.